this year is going to be. Throughout the year, we're going to take important halachic and ashkafic topics that are very much piercing the Medinat Israel, the United States, the United Kingdom, really important halachic ashkafic topics, and try to go through a lot of the sources. I will definitely tell you what my opinion is, you know, and you, everybody can have their own local Orthodox rabbi they could paskin like. I'll tell you what the yeshiva stance in general is also. I guess I'll also try to tell you what the, if there's a machlokas within the yeshiva also. I figured today I'll start with a doozy. Start with an important hot topic that has been happening, is happening, and is an ongoing, I call it a loaded discussion again, because I'm not a posik. I definitely paskin for people if they make me their rav, and I try to do it with humility, and I have rabbanim that I speak to. But here is a very, very, very loaded discussion on the whole concept of Knisa l'Harabait. There are the extremes, if you will. There are certain yeshivot out there that are saying, and this is also misquoted, that yeshiva X, they all go up to Harabait. It's not true. Okay, there are certain rabbis, and I'll tell you some. I'm going to tell you stories about it, but I'd like to go through at least some of the issues that have that you shouldn't be aware of what's going on within this discussion. For example, there's a yeshiva that, just to understand, there's a ram who says it's usher. There's a ram that encourages them to go, and then there's a ram who basically says, you know, you can only go on this specific points. So you really have to, when it's quoted, you have to really start understanding who, what, and where, and what's going on. So what we're going to go today, I don't know if I'm going to be as comprehensive. Okay, comprehensive meaning with doing all, if you listen to Barnea at all on Shabbat, he started telling you a little bit about the archaeological discussions about exactly where Makom HaMikdash is. And that could be part of the discussion. Some people will say, I know exactly where it is. We have a tradition from the Radvaz that we know exactly that the Makom HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadosh, is specifically under the Golden Dome of Rock. That's where the world was created. And there I can figure out that Har HaBayis is 500 by 500. I can figure out exactly where I can walk, where I can't. As I said, there's a yeshiva that goes there. And one of the rabbis who gave a shir on this from that yeshiva said that they were going to between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and they were about to go up. And there was a Jewish woman down there by the Kotel saying, "You guys, you're going up right now. It's like you're eating a burger on Yom Kippur. Are you guys all? You're all chayv karis." So that's maybe another extreme. To understand that we are talking about serious issues. Rav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, when I asked him, or what's been stated from him was, Mi'aleh b'har Hashem u'mi'akum b'kom kacho. Who's the person who should go up? If you consider yourself in the kicha pa'im of Arlevav, Sher lo nusel Hashem nafshi v'lo nishba l'mirma. So he didn't come out to say, it's Aser. His son, who's the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Har Tzion, comes out now and is very anti-going up. There are other rabbanim in the Yeshiva Har Tzion that are for it. So, Rav Nemetzal has a very fierce opinion that says you should not be going up. But before we go into the piece, what I would like to do, what I think is fascinating, is some of the overflow of discussion of why people should go up, why people shouldn't go up also. The proponents that of rabbanim that are encouraging guys to go up, describe that there are five mitzvot that you can when you go up to Har HaBayit, you are being mekayim five mitzvot aseh. Okay, thanks, good catch, good try. The we're not going to go through all the mitzvot. I'll just quickly tell you what the five mitzvot are. One mitzvah was in Parshas Re'eh, L'shichno Tidrushu Uvatashama. They quote from the Ramban that says to go up there. That's part of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, which also has some sort of political piece also, which means that why they say your Zionism comes and that you continue going, why do you stop there? That's one pshat, and they quote the Ramban on the that you should go and make sure lechuvin aleh el har Hashem, quoting the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Bet pasuk Gimel, idea of droshu mitzo, go and fight. Second mitzvah, which I taught over Shabbat from the Rambam of Deu b'mikdasho, that the completion of the mitzvah of tefillah is not complete without davening by the Beit HaMikdash, l'itpalel l'ishtachvot b'harabayit. That's mitzvah aseh hey. And that's where even Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zichron Tzadik Levracha, was for building a shul on harabayit nowadays. Okay? Which for me was interesting, for even the people that will say are more conservative in their thought, they even think that there's an idea that a shul should be built up there because there's a special din of tefillah b'mikdash. We're going to discuss what?
That would work.
It'd be cool, right? It'd be weird. What'd you say?
I'm saying that would work.
It would work.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. So that's part of the issue. Part of the issue is, and that's where Rav Nevinzel talks about it also. But we're going to get to the third mitzvah, which I started right here. The third mitzvah, which I found fascinating, is the mitzvah Mora Mikdash, which means that the same people are using the exact same sources to be able to say you should go up and that you shouldn't go up. That for me I thought was very, very interesting. The mitzvah Mora Mikdash, which is the first source in front of you, comes from the psukim both of Parshas Kedoshim and also at the end of Sefer Vayikra. The pasuk says that Shabtotai Tishmoro Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. The Gemara Yevamos in the first source in front of you says, why does it say that? To teach me, just like Yachol Yitrei Adam Mikdash, Gemara says no. At Shabbat Taivet Tishmor Bekim Tishri Tiro, just like the Shmir Shabbat, so too Mora Mikdash. Ma Shmir Shabbat, you're not mityarei from Shabbat, but from the Ribono Shel Olam who commands to Shabbat. So too the Mora that is said by Mikdash, lo mi Mikdash ata mityarei ella mimi she hizir al Mikdash. Okay, and then it defines what is Mora Mikdash. How do you fulfill Mora Mikdash? The Gemara says you shouldn't go up to Harabayit with a stick, with your shoes, with avak on your feet. Don't make it a shortcut. You shouldn't be spitting there, kal v'chomer. Okay? He says, I only know that that's true when the Beit HaMikdash is physically there. But bizman she'ina b'kdash kayam. How do I know that? Because the pasuk, at Shabbat Tai Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro, Mash Mira Umura b'Shabbat Le'olam, Af Mura Mikdash, Amura Le'olam. This is brought down in the Sefer Mitzvah, also Mitzvah Chafalaf, that nowadays it applies even it's an important sheet of the Rambam. One would say maybe there's absolutely no problem. Some people would say that, one second, there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's the big deal? Go out there. The answer is the sheet of the Rambam is clearly that af al pi, that the physical temple was destroyed, b'kdushato hein omdim. This is the Rambam clearly in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the next source in front of you, it says, "Af al pi shamikdash hayom charev ba'avonotenu, chayav adam b'morao kemo shaya noheg bo b'binyano, as it was when it was built up. Lo yikanei selam makub shemut lekanei sham. You can't go there. You can't sit in the Azara. Shine emar et shabtotai tishmor mikdashi tiro. Mashmirat Shabbat l'olam af mora mikdash l'olam. Af al pi shecharev b'kdushato omid." Even though it's physically destroyed, it still has the Kedusha. And the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says, again, same source, we just saw from Yevamos, Mitzvah Aseh Liram Min HaMikdash. It's not from the building, if you turn to page 2. It's from the Ribono Shel Olam. In Halacha Beis, he describes this Yira, Ve'ezo Hi Yira To, Lo Yikanes Adam Naharabayit B'maklo, etc., etc. And then at the end he says, it's very important. It can't just be I'm a tourist and I just want to go up there. Because, you know, I got my tourist guide in Harabai, Temple Mount, it's like, you know, nice place to visit. You got to go up to the Dvar Mitzvah. That's why I gave you the introduction. I've only told you 3 of the 5 mitzvot already. The proponents that are, the people that are saying to go up, they know this Rambam, and they say it's a mitzvah. Whether it's the Shechinah Tidur Shuva at the Shama, or it's... What was the second mitzvah I said? See if anybody's listening. Right? What was the other one?
Davening.
Davening. Palel. Lavdeo b'mikdash. We're up to the third mitzvah, more mikdash. To the point that the Rosh Yeshiva, the former Rosh Yeshiva, Mali Adumim, comes and he reads the Rambam. And he reads the Rambam and he says, if you kept reading the Rambam, I only brought for you Aleph and Bet. Okay? But he goes on, if you keep reading, he says that the Rambam, if you go to Halacha Dalet, ends up, he starts off saying, Mitzvah Aseh Liyirah Min HaMikdash. And then he ends off saying, Kol Zeh Liyirah Min HaMikdash. Why does he have to end off in Halacha Dalet? I only brought for you here Halacha Aleph and Bet. But why does he have to end off in Halacha Dalet, Kol Zeh Liyirah Min HaMikdash? Rav Nachum Elazar Rabinovich, who was the Rosh Shiva of Mali Adumim, and if you know, he's actually also in the news right now. Also, he's one of the people that is leading the alternate Beis Din here in Medinat Yisrael together with other Rabbanim. So he was Medayik in this Rambam to say that you would have thought that Mora Minikdash is a type of mitzvah that's of Sheval Tasa, that you shouldn't do anything. The Rambam's coming to say that no, only if you actually come close to the Mikdash and get to the place where you're allowed to go to and make sure that you stay within the halachic parameters, then, i.e., you remove your shoes and you don't spit, etc., and you go to the mikvah, there you are mikayim, the mitzvah taseh of yirah. Okay? Now, that's one way of looking at it. Now, before, if you look at it, it's clear that we paskin like this Rambam. Now, some would say that the Ravid argues. That the Ravid argues on the Rambam. There's a whole long essay to say that, number one, even if you want to say that the Ravid argues, we paskin like the Rambam. Number two, we're not going to get into it now, but even if you learn the Ravid very well, if I was giving an Iyun Shir, which I gave an Iyun Shir on this, if you're sitting down, I'll go look the Ravid with you word by word, and you'll see that it's not clear that the Ravid even argues on the Rambam, i.e., that even though the Kedusha, the physical structure is there, the Kedusha is no longer extant. The Rav Avadya Paskin, like this Rambam, that you can only go up with Dvar Mitzvah. Now, what I thought is fascinating also, before I tell you what Rav Cook says about this, very, very fascinating point, is if you look at the Yerayim, in the next source in front of you, the Yerayim quotes the Mora Mikdash, and he says this concept of Mora Mikdash is not limited to Mora Mikdash. But rather, the Yerayim, Rav Elazar Mimitz, says, V'yareita l'amkecha tziva b'kaneis adam l'mikdash, this concept of Mora Mikdash is where? Not only in the shul, but also in? Beit Knesset. Shein hagbahem morak v'kibu d'chtib. I said it's in Parshas Kedoshim and also Parshas Bahar. At chapter Taitish Mor Mikdashi Tiro, Lo Mi Mikdashi Ateayre, but also from the Ribono Shalom. And what? We're going to see the exact same psukim that the Rama brings down about the Mikdash. Vashimoti et Mikdoshechem. This is in Parsha Bechukotai. That what? Lerabot, what the Yerayim learns, even including what? The Beit Knesset and Beit Midrash. And that's why the Gemara Megillah quotes it as a Mikdash Mat. What's fascinating, we just finished learning the Rambam. The exact same psukim. And now look at the Rambam when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, by Nesias Kapayim Perakit Al, he says, Batei Knesiyot Batei Midrashot, Noagim Bahan. What does he say? Kavod. Everyone with me? In the bottom of Sefer Yerayim, on page, back of page one. I have a very bad minhag that I don't number my pages, so please number them for yourself. The end of page one, it's page two, whatever you want to do it, page one backwards, second page. Batik nisiot to batik midrashot, noagim bahem kavod. You have to have kavod. And then look what he says in Allah Chavav, as I turn the page. Batik nisiot, ud batik midrashot, ain noagim bahem, kalut rosh. You don't have kalut rosh, can't be levity there. And then in Allah Chirav, look what he says. Should sound familiar. Batei knesiyot and batei midrashot shecharvu b'kedushatan ein amdot shneamar, exact same pasuk that Rav Elazar Mimitz quotes, shneamar vashimoti et mikdashechem af api shehein shomemin b'kedushatan ein amdim. Sound familiar? Exact same drasha that he learned for what? Mora Mikdash. What's the difference between the Rambam and the Urayim? The next line. Halacha get out of here. What does he say? Ukeshem shenoagim b'am kavod b'yishuvan. Kach noagim b'chorbanan. What's the obvious question? They learn the same exact sources. Both of what? Et Mikdashit Tiro, et Shabtotai Tishmoru, Mikdashit Tiro. Plus, the Pasuk of Hashimotia, et Mikdashichem, Mikdashit Tiro, and Parashat B'chukosa. The Rambam learns this what? There's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. The Urayim learns that and says there's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash and mitzvah of Mora Beit HaKnesset. The Rambam, when he brings that Beit HaKnesset, the exact same Pesukim, and what does he not bring down? Mora Beit HaKnesset. What does he bring down? Only Kavod Beit HaKnesset. Do you see that? He only brings down Kavod. Ukeshem shenogim b'hem Kavod b'yishuvan kachnoim b'hem b'chur banan. Seems to be that the Rambam limits Mora Mikdash to what? Only to the Mikdash, not to the Shul. And the question is why? There's a difference between the Mikdash, just to understand the sanctity of the Mikdash. There's a difference, as much as we say the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaKnesset is a Mikdash Me'at, but it's literally a Mikdash Ma'at. It doesn't have that full. The Rambam flushes it out. Exact same Psukim in Parshas Bichukosa. It's Parshas Bichukosa and Bahar, both of them. The last Pasuk of Bahar and Parshas Bichukosa, i.e., the Pasuk of Shabtotai Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro, is stated twice. One is in Parshas Kedoshim Perek Yotet, and it's the last pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Plus, which is it's in Hebrew for plus the pasuk of Vashimoti et Mikdashechem teaches me what? According to the Urayim, teaches me that you have a mitzvah Mora Mikdash deoraita for the shul and for Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Rambam, says no, there's a distinction. What's the distinction? The distinction is that only by the Mikdash there's Mora, but by the Shul there's just covered. Why? Explains Rav Shechter in a Sefer called Eretz HaTzvi. It's based on a Gemara in Brachos, which is the next source in front of you, by Rava. He explains that as much as the Shul is what? Is considered a Beit Mikdash Me'at, but there's another second element of a Shul, which is what? The Gemara says it's like what? A beso. There's a difference between the Beit HaMikdash, which is called Beit Hashem, and the Beit HaKnesset, which is what? Beso. It's your house. The Gemara says that, Rava says that by beso, if a person is makbid, just like by a house, people don't like, you don't let people in Chicago, Matala, you don't let people come and let you, I'll just go take a shortcut through your house. What the heck? Why not? So too, you don't let people, you shouldn't take a shortcut in a shul. Arakiku minal lo kapirinish. So Abbe Knesset, okay, so people do wear shoes in a house. So therefore it's no big deal about wearing a shul, your shoes in what? A shul. Abbe the Knesset. And I guess at that time people spat also. Okay, nowadays most people have other different types of manners. This may finish it. Abbe the Knesset. Pandru the usher, because it follows the characteristics of Beso versus Rakika Minol. Let me explain what I mean. Okay, just to make it even more clear, my son, Yosef Chagai Cutler, who many of you will come to meet, is going to sixth grade. He says, Abba, I don't understand. Why do we have Kabbalat Shabbat, but we don't have Kabbalat Yom Tov? Nice question. Good, solid question. So the truth is, Rav Soloveitchik asked that question. It's the same vort over here. The reason I'm bringing over this idea is to emphasize what Mora Mikdash is. And again, the extremes of what's happening in the halachic discourse that is going on in our world. So Rav Soloveitchik answered, there's a fundamental difference between Kabbalat Shabbat and Kabbalat Yom Tov. Why? Because on Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to our house. And therefore we have Kabbalat Shabbat. On Yom Tov, where do? We go, Aliyah L'Regel, we go to what? To Beis Hashem. Once we're going to Beis Hashem, we're not the Balabais. Therefore what? Therefore, the Beis Knesset is that same model. The Beis Knesset is our house, Beisenu, and Hashem comes to visit us. And that's why there's no Kabbalah. That's why there is a Kabbalah Shabbos. But again, that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained that Beiso, the bias is what? the bias of the Beit Knesset doesn't have the full grandeur of the Mikdash, which is Beis Hashem. Only Beis Hashem has the full severity of Mora Mikdash. The Shul is a Mikdash Mat, but you do. What do you have? You have Kavod. Why do I tell you this? Not only because I think it's a beautiful understanding within the Rambam, but you see that there's a fundamental difference. As much as we're supposed to have Kavod for the Shul, Mora Mikdash is different. Therefore, of Cook, in his Shelot Tshuvot Mishpat Kohen, goes on the antithesis of how Rav Rabinovitz explained the Rambam. Rav Cook understood, absolutely not. The way you get more of Mikdash is not being more close. But a lot of times, what do you have to do? How do you have it? You have to have that distance. Right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about that you have to get close to your Rebbeim, but if you get too close, then what happens? It will sting. So the same idea comes here. Rav Cook, in his Sefer, Rav Cook was only into philosophy. Rav Cook was a major posek also. He wrote literature in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a very lengthy tshuva called Siman Tzadik Vav. And you should know, as much as I read right now, it's interesting, there's a machlokas even within the family of Rav Cook. His grandson says if Rav Cook was alive now, he would say, go, go, go. Okay, but many, many of his students, including the Rosh Hashiva, and many others say, not that way. So if you read it inside, the Mishpat Kohen, he says as follows. Yesh lomar sheroh chazal l'kayim kedushas ha-mikdash kedei she-tatmid banu ha-yira al-yona shemor ha-mikdash. And he quotes again like the Gemara Nevi'im, almost like we saw already. V'davka yedei ha-richuk, explains Rav Cook. Yikanes ha-godel v'ha-mora b'leiv. It's not by going there, but specifically by the distance. As the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, v'chein l'chinuch. Therefore he says, ha-chanami, towards the end. Skipping for now, he says towards the end, in Pele, in Tachat li naheg im makom kadosh b'derek kasut v'knisa shel tuma shaya b'lo safik min naheg kachim lo ya asur li kenes bo b'tuma hirchiku otanu chazal mi litkarev ilav afilu l'shem rina v'tfila she'en ha-reba ha'azek klum l'gabi ha-hefzed shel gasut ha-lev b'makom ha-mikudash hazeh v'inenu omdim b'yira mirachok mitzapim l'chesed Hashem. There's a very, very important idea here. Okay, I mentioned briefly the second point. The second point is some people wanted to say that we paskin like the Ravid, that there's no longer Kedusha. That's a Das Yachid. Furthermore, you read the Ravid. This next point is a fundamental distinction. Mora Mikdash. You have one side of the people that are saying, go, go, go. The only way you are Mekayim Mora Mikdash is by going up. Many others say that no. That Mora Mikdash is only what? Is only going to be fulfilled when you actually understand Mi'alev Har Hashem, if you have this ability to have that more Mikdash. So what's the argument against this? The argument is, what are you talking about? We're going to make sure as a community, we'll go learn all the halachot, we're going to go to the mikvah. So that could be nice, if people were ready for it. Unfortunately, many people are going up when they're not properly trained for it. And therefore, it's a problem. It's a major problem of the lacking of Mora Mikdash. That's one major problem of going up to Har Habayit. I'm very close to one of the Rabbanim of anybody here who's nobody's here from TABC. So TABC, the Rosh Hashiva's name is Rabbi Yosef Adler. He's very into coming up to the Mikdash. His brother used to be the Rav of Ramot, of Kila here in Yerushalayim. Now he's a Rav. He was also Rosh Hashiva in Chashmonaim, where you may have friends or cousins, whatever, that might have made Aliyah there. He also, so he was a Talmud of the Rav also. He's Mishamish Rav Salvechik for 2 years. He's a Rav now in a shul called Ol Nechama. It's an older shul in Katamon. And I ask him questions a lot of time. And he was a classic briskers. Briskers don't go up to the Mikdash. So he told me a story that what happened. His son goes to Yeshiva Kiryat Shmona. Kiryat Shmona, the Rosh Hashiva, his name is Tzvanya Drori. Very, very chashev Rosh Hashiva. He's one of the proponents that say go up to the Mikdash. Okay, so his son came to him on a wedding day and he said, Abba, it's my wedding day, I want you to come up with me to the Mikdash, to the Harabayas. So he told me he had a big problem because in his rabbi hat, he says, I don't believe in going up. But his son is getting married that day. So he had an internal contradiction. He told me that he put his rabbi hat away. I guess he started studying it, or whatever it is, whatever reason was, and he went up. Till that day, he now comes, and in Yerushalayim, he's teaching bar mitzvah kids. And now, I guess he was converted, and now he goes up, and he goes up religiously. Now again, I think that highlights, I think, a second point. A second point, which is connected to a major issue, which is the question of why people say not to go up, is because there are going to be a lot of chilonim that are going up. And I think it's even more so of what we just said, is that what I've seen a lot is people that feel, oh, I want that spiritual high. Specifically, like he had said, which is what? Which is the concept of I'm teaching a bar mitzvah boy. If I'm teaching a bar mitzvah boy, gevaldik. The issue is, are people ready for it? Okay? The issue, one of the major issues is, that's going to be what? People are going to go up not properly ready for it. Furthermore, what I've seen with my own eyes is that people, it's like instead of the next summer camp, you know, where you get a nice high and a color war, right? So people are like, okay, instead of going to the Kotel, because that's old news, let me get, what's the next best religious high? The next religious high is to go up to Harabayas. It's cool. And you have to understand, it's not just something that you can just sneeze at. Within that, that's what I just said. If you turn that to the pages, that's what Rav Avadya Yosef brings down. Rav Avadya Yosef says very, very clearly, based on, again, on the Mishnah Berurah, that, again, we pass on Nichnas Atala Makom Mikdash Chayev Karet. Shekulanu to me team the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Now, some people will say, look, we know exactly where we're going, so you're not going into the Makom HaMikdash. Rav Avadya Yosef brings down, Lachim Bavadai in Chelekei, Yesh li drachek uli shamer shelo li kanes laharabayit, afilu lachar tefila ula tzorech mitzvah. He said, because of this reason, ki avo hahamon lifroz uli kanes bituma l'shetach ha'azarot v'aicha. The Yalfi Inish Mikakata Vlomitakanta. Ukait Kvarnimnu Vigazru Viskimu Gdole Ador, Chotokev Ligdor Geder Ulaz Hirbaz Hara Chamura. Anybody should not be going into Harabayat Ad Kiyavo Shiloh until the Mashiach comes. Rav Avadya was very, very clear that it's the Takanas Chachamim that you shouldn't be going. Rav Nevenzel says you should not be going. Rav Schechter, when he was here, said Bikar, he thinks people could go up. However, another piece which is connected is that since the Rabbanut HaReshit has said that you cannot go up, you should not be going up. Now you understand the connection between the two sugyas, between this idea of going up to Har HaBayis and what the Rosh Hashiva mentioned, the Shal Shudas, and this alternative based in conversion. It's basically becoming Hefkervelt within the national Tzibur. This is when I spoke to Rav Hadari about the sugya. If you don't know who Rav Hadari is, Rav Hadari is the founding Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Lakota. I spoke to him about the sugya when I went around America, around Yom Yerushalayim, and I was speaking about the sugya. I wanted to hear what he had to say. He says, look, with all these people, and a lot of them are fine Talmidei Chachamim. Even they have Rav Dov Lior. Rav Dov Lior is a very big posek. At the same time, Rav Dov Lior, if I'm not mistaken, was against the Beis Din alternative. But he was for going up to Har HaBayit. He says what needs to be done is to, if you wanted to really make that change, you have to figure out how to work within the system. You have to figure out how to make the Rabbanut, which has taken a major PR hit, to be able to make it a proper authority again of how Rav Kook envisioned it. It's definitely loaded with politics also. But at the same time, you can't just go and just say, you know what, I want as an individual to feel religious, so I want to go up to the Makom HaMikdash. It's not the way Jewish religion and the halacha works. But Tzvi Yehuda, there was major discussions about going up when we got the Kotel back, when we got the Har HaBayit back. So the idea is that he did go there, but he didn't realize that he was going there at that point when they were Meshachrer. together with Rav Shlomo Gorin at that point. Just want to end off, unless you have some questions. There was somebody asked Rav Tzvi Yehuda that I don't stand that we have Harabayit in the hands of Tzal. Why should we not go up? So he answered Kima Kima, which is a very important Zionistic concept called the Yerushalmi that says one step at a time. The Gula happens one step at a time. They said, I don't stand. Shouldn't we have our, we have an army there in Harabayit? He says, no, Kima Kima. He says, shouldn't we have the Degel of Medinat Yisrael on Harabayit? And he looked at the guy and he answered, B'shem Eloheinu Nidgol. And the guy answered him, of course, B'shem Eloheinu Nidgol. But Derech Medina, Derech Degel Medinat Yisrael. And he said to you, B'shem Eloheinu Nidgol. Which means, what he's saying is nothing to do. These are big sugyot. It's not just a pure Zionistic idea of putting up Medinat, the flag of Medinat Yisrael. It's specifically also when we're fully having ki ayin b'ayin, where we just read the Haftorah of ayin b'ayin yiru. Okay, this is Rav Neman Salat said that it might cause a certain sakana. We have a responsibility not to not have a shi'ifa of ki mechakim anachnu lach, of wanting the Beit HaMikdash, understanding as we finished, we're in the middle of Shiva Nechemta, but just as individuals to jump up, in my opinion, it's not the right thing. Based on the poskim that I mentioned, at the same time, to not have it in your religious conscience about the importance of wanting to build the Beit HaMikdash, of the idea of getting people on board, of learning about the Beit HaMikdash, the Chafetz Chaim would say about Kachim. The only way it can come into awareness is to learn about it, understand that it shouldn't be a mace mitzvah, but really learn about Kachim, learning, and therefore once you learn about it, raise the awareness, then, which is what the truth is, Rav Yisrael Ariel, who's the head of Machon HaMikdash downstairs, who wants right now, tomorrow, to start building the base HaMikdash, but it was a little radical 25 years ago, 30 years ago, the Mankal there came and said, okay, we got to raise it to make it Mikdash awareness, which was a good PR move by him, to be able to make it the Mikdash into our religious psyche. But to go just stop and say, okay, I'm going to go. It's not like making matzah. It's not like making matzah, which I believe. I believe. If you want to make matzah and do it correct, that's what you should be doing. You should be learning the sugya. Go make matzah. Do it l'shma 100%. If you want to go and prepare somebody for tefillin, 100%. What do? You learn the sugya and tefillin. You take them to a tefillin factory, and therefore what happens? He now will make tefillin more important. To be able to make harabayit important doesn't mean that we could just stop, go up and say, you know what? I've learned the sugya. I think I'm ready to go. Okay, you have to really understand who you are. Understand that it's a tzibur sugya. And as I said, that's my opinion. Somebody is a Talmud of the different rabbis. So the nab of Rav Rabinovich, of Rav Drori, of Rav Dov Lior, of Melamed. So that's their Aseh L'Charav. But at least hopefully now you know some of the major reasons or the discourse that is going on with this major hot topic, whether it's the concept of Morim Mikdash both sides, whether it's the Chilonim coming up, whether it's attacking the Samchut of the Rabbanut, whether it's understanding Rav Kook's position, etc., etc. Hopefully the main thing is Ki Mechakim Anachnu Lach, that Emir Tzashem, we should be Zoche to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash B'Karov B'Yameinu. When we go on every single week, hopefully we'll go through the sources of important sugyot, including women's topics, including Kriyas HaTorah topics, including do we say Machnisei Rachamim about angels, etc., etc. Those are the major discussions we'll be talking about week after week. Have a good afternoon.